Merry Christmas, baby.
You think I'm like a virgin, not in a biblical sense. You think I'm nervous and uncertain because I'm waiting. You seem like such a good thing. But baby,
seconds old, and I'm the one that loves you. Oh, and I'm the one that loves you. I spend my time daydreaming, sure as the sea, it's just you and me.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? I wonder. I can't hear you in my audio.
I also can't hear you.
Perfect.
Great. I'm not quite sure. I'll keep talking anyway and pretend.
Just left your home, still pink out on your own, when you were struck down low. Tried too hard to fit in, were never one of them. Starting to forget the real you. I don't want you to say coming back to places that we said when we spoke of our future. May not have ended up how we dreamt it up, but maybe that's okay.
Hello, hello, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is trying again, part two.
This is our last radio show
of the semester.
Of the semester. And I actually won't be on campus next semester, so Ariana's going to take it on her own next time.
Well, I don't know if I'll take it on my own, but I'll carry the legacy on next semester.
That's awesome.
Yeah, this is our last time doing it together, though.
It's a crazy week for students here at Tufts. Finals after finals.
Horrible.
We both have big exams.
How are your finals going, Devin?
It's been stressful, but tomorrow I get a lot of them done. I have one at like 8 a.m. that lasts 2 hours.
Oh, that is horrible.
Another one at 3 p.m. I have a paper due tomorrow, you know.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot.
But very excited to go home, see all my loved ones. I really can't wait. Do you have traditions in your family for how you celebrate the holidays?
Let's see. I always go to my grandmother's house on Christmas Eve. Oh. And there's a little party, and she makes cookies, and there's all my dad's side of the family is there. It's very fun. And then Christmas Day, my mom always makes cinnamon rolls. So we have those.
Aww,
Christmas
love it.
Morning. It's so good. And then, honestly, that's kind of it. But, yeah. Do you?
We always do one gift Christmas Eve. And my mom gets everybody a nice pair of pajamas. And Christmas morning, my dad will make chocolate croissants.
Oh, so yum.
So good. It's awesome.
Are the pajamas matching?
That would be more fun, but she's very thoughtful, so she does a tailored gift to each person. Okay. You know, okay. She knows what everybody's style is.
What is your style in pajamas?
I don't know. She always gets you something really soft.
Love.
Nice, good fabric. Something my favorite color, you know.
That's such a good idea.
She's got good taste.
My parents, when I was younger, I thought this was Santa at the time, but obviously, it was not Santa. My mom would put out a gift, like, right in front of our door when we were younger, so that we had something to open at, like, 5 a.m. when we woke up, and then we didn't have to wake them up, like, immediately to go open the gifts. Mm-hmm. We had something that would occupy us for, like, an hour or two, and then we'd go downstairs
and
open all the
gifts. That's a smart parenting tool.
Yeah, because we would be menaces and go wake them up at, like, 4:30 a.m. because we were so excited.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Favorite Christmas food?
Ooh, favorite Christmas food?
You know
I'm
what I love?
I'm blanking on all Christmas foods.
Panettone, you know, the Italian bread with like little chocolate, little piece of fruit. It's a really soft kind
Why
of
do
dessert.
I not know what that is?
I'll show you.
A fake Italian over here.
I was going to say, Ariana Colza.
That's really awkward. That sounds delicious, though.
Oh, yeah, it's my favorite. That we always get it at Christmas. And I love a gingerbread house. I actually made a gingerbread house yesterday.
Wait, you made one?
At my friend's house. They had a little kit. I did some decorating.
So
it was very miniature.
Love.
But
love.
It was more like a Christmas garden shed.
That sounds lovely.
But it was great.
My mom used to make gingerbread houses, too. Like, that's one awesome. From scratch. She would make these, like, the windows out of sugar. And it was so cool.
We've
and then
never
there were lights
that.
Inside, and the whole thing would glow.
Whoa. You got to find some old
Telling
pictures.
It's so cool. Awesome. I'll look for pictures on our little music break here. So normally we have a theme, Devin. What's going on today?
The theme today is more relaxed. It's just kind of the recent music that's been at the top of our list. We did a more Halloween themed. We did a morning sunrise theme, but this week's been busy. So we just kind of, we wanted to do it a little bit more freeform.
Right.
We heard No Idea by Muna. Some Dreams by the Cranberries, you know, a classic. Dog Years by Maggie Rogers. Houston by Still Woozy, one of my all-time favorite artists.
I love Still Woozy.
Love Still Woozy. And coming up next, you're going to hear Falling Through the Drops of Time by Flora Rose.
Mm-hmm. I've been loving Flora Rose.
Thank you for introducing me to their music. So.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's awesome. All right, enjoy.
Don't you crave another me while I become what I deserve? Count the days of you and me while you become what you deserve.
Football with a bunch of screaming guys.
Ooh, it's so-
Saturday in August. Warm beer, we're all here together like you wanted. You said let's go and climb the hill. Thought this could be the night. I thought I saw her kissing you. Some lie, some trick of light.
I don't wanna be the doubter. Why I go work in the morning and I think of me to leave? Scared of love because I'm sick of smiling. And I fall upon silent and I think it's good to serve me. Now I'm falling for you. Now you're fading out of view. Get down the hill before it gets dark. You can see for miles on the day you broke my heart.
I give you everything.
I have to tell you something, Ariana. Last Thursday evening, I spent 3 hours in an AMC watching the new Wicked movie.
I was there not last Thursday.
Oh, but
I saw it as well.
We haven't talked about this yet. What did you think?
I loved it.
Me too. It was long, but I think it went by so fast just because it was
so well done.
Yeah, and emotional. And
it was so good.
It was one of those movies you could pause at like any frame and it would be a work of art, you know?
I actually can't believe we haven't talked about this yet because I've been talking about it with everyone. It's like all I talk about now.
Me too. After we saw it, I had to make everybody know what our thoughts
were.
And
I keep getting a bunch of TikToks and Instagram reels about it and how they made the whole movie. It's actually kind of crazy.
Wait, tell me more because I don't know any of the behind the scenes.
Well, you know, do you remember the roses scene in the very beginning? There's okay, you can picture it right now. That they planted all those roses. It's not CGI. So they planted 9 million roses.
Whoa.
Just
where?
For that one scene. Somewhere in the UK, I think.
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy?
Where did they find enough open space to do that?
I don't know. I don't know. Is it slightly wasteful? Maybe. But it's cool. It's art. It's fine.
I was going to say, is that environmentally friendly?
I don't know.
I guess you're planting a plant. But
right, you're right.
You're also like clearing the entire biodiversity, but you
right,
know,
you know,
it's gorgeous.
It's fine. It's so pretty. So I'll ignore that for now.
It was really good though.
The soundtrack was amazing. They were live singing, which I didn't realize.
That I did know. They were doing
so cool.
Cynthia Erivo was like doing her own stunts.
Yes, that was my next fact for you. yes,
they were singing live. Yeah,
so cool.
That
so
was
she was singing
cool.
as she was doing her stunts, which is crazy. Yeah, it's amazing. So well done. Anyway, I can't wait for part two in like a year.
That was the crazy part that it's a 3-hour movie and that was only the first half of the story.
Yes. Why yes. And the second half is kind of sad, so I'm not really
I don't remember the second half. I saw it with my family, the live show when I was younger, but I really don't remember anything about it.
I don't remember a lot of the details, I won't lie, but I do remember the gist of the second half being more sad than the first, but it's okay. It'll be good.
Yeah.
I'm ready for
it. It's probably going to come out in like 2028, so get ready.
Right. next year.
Really?
Apparently. In November.
Okay.
So you have quite literally 1 year.
yeah.
Yeah.
Are there any other movies on your horizon for break?
You know, I don't know what else is like coming out in the movie theater. I hadn't been to a movie theater in a really long time before Wicked.
Where did you go see that?
I saw it at AMC in Boston.
Okay, I saw the Assembly Row AMC.
Okay.
We went to the IMAX. Felt like I was in a spaceship. It was a ginormous
That's a
screen.
Great way to see it.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about IMAX, actually. I feel like it would make me feel a little carsick almost.
Well, apparently they were showing it in 3D at other locations.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
I'm all set. Thank
I don't
you.
Like 3D. I'm good.
My friends and I saw A Real Pain, which is the new Jesse Eisenberg movie.
Oh.
And that's one I also recommend if you get
the
time.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know.
There's a long list of what we got to see.
Yeah.
What did we just hear? We just heard See for Miles by Quiet Houses and Falling Through the Drops of Time by Flora Rose. And we were talking about Maggie Rogers' origin story because Ariana and I have both seen her in concert and we're big fans.
We are big fans. And I was talking about how Not the One, I Feel Better by Flora Rose, which is what we were just listening to, sounds a lot like Alaska by Maggie Rogers to me. Like something about the background of that song just sounds so similar.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it's great. Next up, we got May 9th by Krungbin, which was my dad's recommendation from calling in.
Oh, I'm so excited.
A few shows ago, so we got to hear.
Yay.
Thank you. Well, I never been to Spain, but I kinda like the music. See, the ladies are insane there, and they sure know how to use it. They don't abuse it, never gonna lose it. I can't refuse it. Well, I never been to England, but I kinda like the Beatles. Well, I get it for Las Vegas. Only made it out to Needles. Can you feel it? Must be real, it feels so good. So
bottles. Your girl's on some supermodel, but she looked bored, so I didn't bother. Traded all of their shots for water. Oh, everybody left the party early, but I stayed so I could dance to you just like the movies. I don't care if the lights are on, we're all here for the first time. I could shuffle like it's like going on. So I go ba 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 ba. Instigating drama queen, I go out and find your girl. She told me we smoked up and we saw a show. Oh, everybody's always in a hurry, but I got nowhere to be, so I go dancing like the movies. I don't care if the lights are on, we're all here for the first time. We can do whatever we want. So
we just heard Never Been to Spain by Three Dog Night, Stay by The Hales, and Here for the First Time by Juniper. Some of those were my top Spotify Wrapped songs of 2024, so I had to share.
Who is your top artist?
I don't recall.
You don't remember your number one artist?
You know, I should look at my Between Friends was one of the artists okay. that I was at my top.
Okay, that's a good one.
I have a song by them coming up. The Three Dog Night song, we used to sing some of their songs at summer camp, that band.
That's really cute.
And this weekend I was at a winter market and getting Christmas gifts, and I got one of their records for my little sister, who I don't think she's awake at this hour, so I think it's safe to say that on air.
Okay, let's reveal all your gifts right now.
But it's super fun to look through people's old record collections, and a lot of people sell them for, like, you know,
that's so fun.
$7, like you can get a collection. So
I love it.
How are you doing on gift shopping?
I would say I've barely started. I'm pretty bad about thinking far in advance about my gifts. Or I'll think so far in advance, like 6 months in advance, and then proceed to forget. or I'll have a really good, like, craft idea, and I don't have time to actually make it.
Fair. You know?
But it's okay. It'll come together. It always does. Last minute.
Totally.
It's fine. I'll figure it out.
Do you have a public service announcement?
I was going to say, it's that time of the show.
Love it.
For our PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Asking any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This is a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Thank
Some
you for
pro
sharing.
Tips, yeah. I can't say I've ever fallen off a ladder.
Well, I should hope not.
Let's prevent that.
Yeah, that's a good reminder.
Yeah, everyone be careful out there.
My friends and I were talking about that the other day. Like, the human body is in some ways so strong and can survive so much. You know, like people lose a limb or, you know, people survive these incredible accidents, but at the same time it can be so vulnerable and so weak. And
I feel like I frequently think about how vulnerable we are.
Yeah. One trip and hit your head and you can get really hurt. Like, it's just, there's such a range of resilience.
It's so true. There is. I feel like I'm one of the weaker ones out there. You could kill me with a drop of milk. So I would say this body is not very resilient.
No, that's not true. For those listening, Ariana's a top athlete, incredible runner, you know, inspires me with her athletic feats. I think it's amazing, though. You have such endurance, and like, you do all these amazing long runs. I think that's...
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That takes a lot of strength. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I do have a dairy and Trina allergy, which is what I was referencing. And they're both pretty severe, so all it takes is a drop of milk to...
To do you in.
To do me in.
What did it say?
Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in.
Good to know.
It's pretty good. That's a good line.
It's a great line. Very witty.
That one was pretty good. There's some suspense.
I liked it. Good choice.
It's a good story. Okay.
Next up we have, I'm going to play this one. My top song of 2024, Bruise by Between Friends.
Outside for you.